I'm not a talker, so we're just gonna go, okay? I'm not my dad. Okay.
Thank you. all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We're going to take up our regular Sunday tithes and offerings. After the service, we'll take up the offering for Jerry Clifton and bless them. And amen. Yes.
I just want to encourage everybody to be obedient to the Lord. I've been coming here since 1983, and the Lord has never impressed on me like he did two Sundays ago that I was supposed to bless somebody that there was a need. And I mean, just soon as I read there was a need, I knew in my heart that I was supposed to meet that need because I could and the Lord had blessed me. Well, I met that need for that situation. And I work for Hospice, which is a hospice organization. We're nonprofit, so we don't get a lot of bonuses or raises or anything like that. And I feel, you know, people can say this would have happened anyways, but I feel because I was obedient to the Lord, and that was two Sundays ago, Monday morning, everybody at Hospice, and what I blessed this need was $600. Monday morning at Hospice, we all got a letter in the mail, plus we got told by voicemail, everybody got a $600 bonus. 500 people got a $600 bonus because I was obedient.
Hallelujah. You know, we've always said life's just not about us. Amen. God blesses us, and when we're obedient, it just goes everywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God. And you know, I posted something on Facebook the other day that once we decide to make a decision about something, and it's God, and we'll say, yes, God, make that decision, God has already got it worked out to start with. Amen. He's just waiting for us to say yes. And that's the first step. And then when we say yes, we just begin to follow the plan that God has already laid out. Amen. Isn't that awesome? So he's already got you. He's not going to let you go. He's got you in his grip, and he's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of all that concerns you so that you can be blessed to be a blessing. Amen. And Father, we just thank you that you have blessed us. Lord, we depend on you. You've given us our jobs, and we're so thankful for that we can be a witness and we get paid to do what we do. But you are our source, God. And we can never, ever outgive you. And we're so thankful for that today, God. And I just pray a blessing today over this offering. I thank you for favor of increase, God. Thank you for the man and woman of God that you have sent us to deliver your word today. And I thank you that they are highly blessed and highly favored of God. And that you're just going to give to them an overflow of overflow, God. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I also just wanted to thank God. You know, blessings come in different forms. We had a lock-in this weekend for the youth, and it's been a couple of weeks I've been trying to put it together, and I only figured we was probably going to end up with four kids, and I thought, well, we're going to still have a good time. You know, it doesn't really matter because God's in the midst. We're having fun, doing whatever. And then Gail and Jimmy, they opened up their home, and we got to do a hayride and a bonfire, and we spent hours at their house, and that was just awesome. And it ended up that I had 10 kids, and we did good. We came back here, played games, watched a good movie and everything, and I don't see myself as one of those people that entertain the youth because they know more than I do. but the thing is, I think we had a good time. Nothing's perfect. Nothing ever works out exactly the way you want it. But God's got it before you knew you were going to do it. And you just got to step out and do it. That's all you have to do. And he'll take care of the rest. And I thank God. Because I love all the kids.
Just looking for somebody to say yes. Amen.
Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful?
Oppression, the name of Jesus. Amen. Classes can be dismissed except for Sherry's kids. They're going to be staying in the sanctuary today. So if you're in Sherry's class, stay in here and the rest of you all can be dismissed. Thank you, praise and worship team. Hallelujah. That was awesome. Absolutely awesome. Amen. We are so blessed at New Life to have the people that we have. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you're leaving early today or have to leave early, I suggest you don't because you're going to miss an awesome word. But there will be an offering bucket in the back to bless the man and woman of God that's been sent to us today. So you all come on up and bless us.